Welcome to this edition of the Jacob Bunn Show. I'm Jacob Bunn. Lots to talk about today as we get started with our weekly podcast. This is going to be a college football SEC-based radio show podcast each week that you can pick up here at bunsports.com, the Jacob Bunn Show link. There should be one every week. We're going to try to put it out every Friday for you. So that's the Jacob Bunn Show link at bunsports.com. Lots to talk about this week. We'll talk a little bit about Auburn and USC 2004 disagreement over the championship. Some news on that. And also we have breaking news in the world of college football and sanctions. Anytime you hear that these days, you're thinking it's USC, but it's not. It's another major college football power. We'll get into that in a minute. Other articles written this week about different college football issues we would also like to get into. But I want to start with breaking news this week about the Michigan football program. It has self-imposed sanctions, and I'm going to give you those self-imposed penalties now. The Michigan program has cut back practice and training time by 130 hours over the next 2 years, starting this summer. It has cut the number of assistants from 5 to 3 and banned them from practices, games, or coaching meetings for the rest of the 2010 season. It has made a recommendation for 2 years of probation. The school said it should not be tagged as a repeat offender, despite a 2003 scandal in the basketball program. Letters of reprimand issued to seven people, including head coach Rich Rodriguez, acknowledged for the first time that staffer Alex Heron was fired after his claim of not being present during some activities was discredited by the players. You'll remember a while ago, there were certain anonymous individuals who came out and said that the Michigan program was overstepping its bounds as far as practice time, and it was all going back to head coach Rich Rodriguez. And there was, you know, a while there where it got really dicey for Michigan. Now it has self-imposed penalties, and we will wait and see if these penalties will be sufficient enough and live up to the NCAA's standard. So, interesting development there for the Michigan program. Michigan's been in a tailspin for quite some time now, ever since the hiring of Rich Rodriguez. I mean, he might be able to turn it around, and he might be able to produce some positive results on the field in the coming years, but to this point, he has done nothing. And, in fact, had some of the worst production on the field that Michigan has ever known. I think a lot of people, a lot of Michigan fans, are really wanting to see a lot of improvement this year, or the situation could be very shaky for Coach Rodriguez. I think some people thought it was going to be shaky last year, but it ended up being that he stayed the head coach for another year, at least. And I know that a lot of people were not happy with the job Lloyd Carr did at Michigan, but at least he was consistent with a 10-win season, 11-win season, sometimes an 8- or 9-win season, but he was consistently winning a lot of games each year. Rich Rodriguez has taken the program in a very sharp reverse direction. So it will be interesting, and this right here is just the culmination of a lot of events coming to a head here, and goodness, can it get any worse for the Michigan program? And it is recommending 2 years probation. That would not, by the way, there is no proposed TV ban, there is no proposed postseason ban, this is strictly 2 years probation. And as I read a minute ago, cutting back practice time by 130 hours, and that's significant. I mean, 130 hours, when you're talking about practice time, is a good chunk. But they do not want to be treated as a repeat offender, and it does disagree. The athletic department does disagree that Rich Rodriguez failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance. Interesting. So they're giving up 2 years probation. Really, not a lot. Not a real stiff penalty. I mean, you don't have any on the field effects. You do have a 2 year probation, which is never what you never want to be on probation. But you know, they're not going to not be able to be on TV, and they're going to be able to participate in postseason events. So Michigan just making some headlines for the Big Ten other than expansion, but expansion still is the major college football topic sweeping the nation at this point. This was reported by the Orlando Sentinel, and I mean, not like anybody really thought this is shocking news, but it is coming out and officially being reported now that the Associated Press would keep USC as its national champion for 2004, even if they are hit with major sanctions. So USC is going to be the team the Associated Press awards the national championship to for the 2004-2005 college football season, not Auburn. I know a lot of Auburn fans are probably saying, well, we'd, you know, some might have wanted it, but I most probably saying, well, we didn't expect that anyway. And I know it's just now being reported by the Orlando Sentinel that they will in fact keep USC. Now, this is the Associated Press national championship, not to be confused, of course, with the BCS, which is the one that is played for with the actual game. The Associated Press is awarded by the Associated Press regardless of whoever wins the BCS game. In 2003, LSU won the BCS championship under Nick Saban, and USC won the Associated Press national championship. So there can be split championship here. So I'm just trying to say there are two different championships awarded by two different entities, the BCS and the Associated Press. The BCS will stick with USC because the USC won the BCS game. That will not change. There's not even a question of that. There was only a slight question, you know, not really any at all, but there was a, I guess, slight doubt in some people's mind of whether or not the AP would stick with USC, and it would appear that they are going to do that. So USC will be the national champion. They can keep the banners up out there and Southern California. Don't worry about taking them down or anything. And Auburn, don't worry about buying any more ribbon. Your national championship count will stay to one. Another story that is interesting that we probably need to discuss a little bit is the as we continue to talk about expansion, and that continues to be the overwhelming topic, not only just in college football, but an overwhelming topic for sports in general this summer. This is Sports Day DFW, powered by the Dallas Morning News, and DFW stands for Dallas-Fort Worth. This is a site out there reporting that Tennessee talk show host Jimmy Himes reports this. He cited a source close to CBS. Jimmy Himes of WNML AM 990 in Knoxville said that SEC Commissioner Mike Slive has already met with officials from CBS to discuss potential expansion plans if the Big Ten does in fact go through with its rumored expansion. Himes said that Slive told SEC executives they would likely go after Texas, Texas A&M, Florida State, and Clemson in hopes of becoming a 16-team power conference. Now, that is, you know, we've rumored, we've talked, you know, if the SEC does this, it could possibly do this. It could be a no expansion. You know, if the Big Ten does this, but that's all been just hearsay, and nothing has officially been reported. Well, here is Jimmy Hyams of, as I just said, WNML AM 990 in Knoxville, a talk show host. He is coming out and reporting, and this is a trusted source, according to Hyams, a trusted source telling him that CBS has talked with the SEC and Mike Slive, and they have discussed Texas, Texas A&M, Florida State, and Clemson as part of a package to expand if the Big Ten does. Interesting stuff right there. And I want to hear your take on expansion. I mean, that's one of the things you cannot get enough opinion about. And I want your opinion, and the way you can give that to me is email me, jacob@bunsports.com, or mail@bunsports.com. I want to hear what you think about expansion, and if you think it's a good thing, is it a bad thing? How does it affect your team? How do you think it'll affect your team? You know, I think the SEC has locked up the Southern footprint pretty well, and the South Carolina and Florida. Well, South Carolina to a larger degree than Florida. Florida, you know, you still have Florida State, Miami, and some other teams that make that state that are relevant teams in that state. And Florida is such a multifaceted state; it goes beyond just one university, as some other states do, just have that one horse. But South Carolina is really wrapped up by the SEC, even though I know Clemson's there. But that wouldn't really be a gain for the SEC, because the SEC already has the flagship school in South Carolina, being the University of South Carolina. What would the SEC gain by that, or are they just looking for two more teams to make it a 16-team league after they go after Texas and Texas A&M? Because I really think Texas especially is a huge gain, and I mean, who wouldn't think Texas would be a huge gain for the SEC? Texas A&M would obviously just be a byproduct of getting Texas, but Texas is a huge gain. Is Clemson, is Florida State? I don't know. It's borderline. You know, the SEC has the Southern footprint wrapped up pretty tight, but if you wanted to create an interconference rivalry between Florida, Florida State, Clemson, South Carolina, you already have the rivalry there, but if you wanted to make it interconference, then those would be good gets, and they're familiar to the SEC, too. Clemson plays an SEC team about once every couple years, and of course, Florida State plays Florida every year. And I mean, Clemson, of course, plays South Carolina, but Clemson played Alabama a couple years ago. They're going to play Auburn this year. So they're playing two SEC schools, and Florida State already playing Florida. And being in the South, they're well exposed to the SEC. So it could be a good thing. That remains to be seen. Texas, though, and you know, Texas A&M, because they're coming with Texas, is going to be a huge, huge gain. That would really lock up the main portion of the state of Texas to the SEC, Texas and Texas A&M, because Texas, no offense, Texas Tech and Baylor, I don't think they're the two biggest power brokers out there. So Texas and Texas A&M coming to the SEC would give the SEC a whole new playing field and would really expand things. And boy, if Mike Slive did that, no matter what the Big Ten does, the SEC would be looking very, very good in future years. But that's only if the Big Ten expands, according to Hyams in this report. And if somebody throws a punch in a heavyweight fight, you have to throw a punch back and hit him back. We'll try to get some prominent opinions on expansion as a whole in the coming weeks. And I mean prominent, I mean more prominent than just mine. You know, you've heard mine. I think expansion is a good thing. If the Big Ten expands, I think the SEC ought to follow suit in some way, be it expanding or I don't know. But the SEC ought to do something to shake it up a little bit, just to counter the Big Ten. At the same time, the SEC has a great product. Four straight national championships is not to be sneezed at. But I do think the SEC has wrapped up the Southern footprint, so adding four more teams in the states down here in the South, Georgia Tech, Florida State, and Clemson, those three teams with no Texas or anybody like that, that's a waste. But if you add a Texas and you just need a couple more teams and you get Clemson and Florida State, then I think it's a wonderful, wonderful expansion package, and I think it'll do wonders for the SEC. And I think Mike Slive is a very smart man, and he knows what the SEC needs, and I think that all schools in the Southeastern Conference should rest easy tonight, and that he has the best interest of the conference at heart. He's brought so many national championships in so many different sports, it's hard to argue with the success the SEC has had under Slive's leadership. He might be the best SEC commissioner ever. So I think SEC fans should rest easy on that. But I will try to get some more opinions from people who know about expansion, so we can get a little bit more in depth about it here on the show. So listen in the coming weeks, and I'll work on that. But that's where we are at this hour. That is the biggest report out right now. Jimmy Himes saying that a source that he puts a lot of credibility into, saying that CBS talked about Texas, the potential of Texas A&M, Clemson, and Florida State joining the SEC as part of a response package to the Big Ten's expansion plan. Will the Big Ten expand? I don't know. Jim Delaney seems to be backing off right now. We'll discuss that in the coming weeks and get into it more. That'll be a huge topic this summer that we will spend a lot of time on. I want to hear from you, though. Jacob@bunsports.com, mail@bunsports.com. If you have any suggestions about the website, about the show, about who we could have on, about a topic, or you just want to give me your opinion, or you want my opinion on something, just drop me a line, Jacob@bunsports.com, mail@bunsports.com, and I will give you the best reply I can give. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up for the first edition of the Jacob Bunn Show. Please continue to listen to us. Add us as a bookmark on your Internet Explorer. Keep this page marked, and we will have a new podcast here each week. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to come and listen to this guy ramble on about SEC football and college football each week for about 20 minutes, and we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm Jacob Bunn. Have a great week.